Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You know, there's a Harvard professor. His name is Arthur Brooks, and he is a professor in economics. He said, the more you give to charity, the richer you get. He's a non-Muslim. And he had an interview saying, you know what? The more you give to charity, the richer you get. And he said, we worked out that for every $1 you give in charity, in the subsequent years, you make $1.60 average in return for every dollar. So my brothers and sisters, the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in Sahih Hadith, in Sahih Muslim 2588, charity does not decrease wealth. No one pardons anyone except that Allah increases his honor. And no one humbles himself for the sake of Allah except that Allah raises his status. Are these not all unlocked doors? Humbleness for the sake of Allah. Not putting your cheek down, letting people step on you. Humbleness means not to boast. And those who deserve, you know, goodness, you do good, don't boast over them and use the weak to step all over them. So humbleness, don't boast, don't talk about yourself too much. Someone has something that they're happy about, it, don't make it about yourself. Praise them, say, and listen, humbleness, tawadu. Number two, pardoning. Pardoning and forgiving means voluntarily. Some people don't deserve to be pardoned because then they will be worse, but we're talking in general. Pardon a person where there is no harm coming from them and let go. Rasulullah said, you'll be honored. And he said, no sadaqah, no charity ever diminished wealth. You know, there's a Harvard professor. His name is Arthur Brooks, and he is a professor in economics. He said, the more you give to charity, the richer you get. He's a non-Muslim. And he had an interview saying, you know what? The more you give to charity, the richer you get. And he said, we worked out that for every $1 you give in charity, in the subsequent years, you make $1.60 average in return for every dollar. $1 charity, in the subsequent years, they said, you make an average of $1.60 profit in return. And he was working with a psychologist who said to him, we've been seeing this for years. And this aligns with the 2009 Harvard Business School study. And mounting research in this area is a lot, actually. I've met in my travels lots of wealthy people, millionaires, multimillionaires, billionaires. And there is one thing that I've heard several times from them, Muslim and non-Muslim. They say, this is how we manage, this is what we do. And one thing we can't explain, we give charity. Not to avoid tax, because some places they don't pay tax. But they said charity gives us returns. And there's lots of study on that. Charity does not diminish your wealth. If anything diminishes your wealth, it's your mismanagement, buying things you can't afford, and spending it on forbidden things. Okay, these are the three things that diminish the wealth, not charity. Yani, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us this, and they never relied on money to make him survive, but they worked for it. The formula for why this works, they said, is number one, charity breeds inside of you something called altruistic joy and civic value, satisfaction, which then leads to productivity, which then leads to profit, a type of abundance mindset. Each one leads to the other. And a wealth of research showed that altruism, meaning appreciative joy, you give and you appreciate giving and you get joy out of giving, a positive emotion after doing good, adds to the positive well-being. Higher life satisfaction and experiencing more positive emotions and fewer negative emotions in daily life. That opens the doors to you. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has spoken the truth sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And lastly, opening unlocked doors is tawakkul, which means trust and reliance in Allah coupled with action, rationale, and dua. They are not mutually exclusive. Some people still make the mistake of saying, I made dua and that's it. Habibi, you need to use rationale and action. Al-akhdh bil asbab is a terminology that is a fundamental in Sharia, in Islam. And tawakkul, reliance on Allah. And we all know the famous statement, Rasulullah ﷺ, was Abdullah ibn Umar, who said to a man who parked his camel out the front and didn't tie it, he said, why haven't you tied your camel? He said, Allah is looking after, I put my trust in Allah. He said, aqal wa tawakkal, tie your camel and put your trust in Allah at the same time. And how does tawakkul open closed doors? It gives you, bi-idhnillah, by the will of Allah, an abundance mindset. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whoever goes to sleep that night and is safe, secure, under a shelter, a home, and has enough to eat for their day, and had enough to clothe themselves for the day, owns the whole world for that day. What else do you need? In other words, don't sit there despairing over the past, missed opportunities. At the same time, the future is...
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Only known to Allah, you will stress and things often don't go the way that you thought they would. One of the scholars of tafsir said, strange, these humans, he said. He said, you find a person, he's got anxiety from something that's coming up, an appointment, something, whatever's coming up, let's say 2 months' time. And they sit there worrying and thinking and calculating for 2 months. And when it actually happens, the level of stress that they actually endure on that day and the level of stress that they endure during the 2 months are worlds apart. It's so small that they tortured themselves in 2 months far and beyond that day. You actually stress yourself out for 2 months. You torture yourself. And Rasulullah ﷺ, he told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists you at the time of need, before and not before it happens. So all you have to say is a dua. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Oh Allah, there is no ease except what you make easy. Wa anta taj'alul hazna idha shi'ta sahla. And you can make the difficult easy if you will. My last story that I want to conclude with is the one in Surah Al-Kahf. In Surah Al-Kahf, the story of Musa and the righteous man who was said to be Al-Khadr. We all know that he passed by three tests. The first one, this man had been given knowledge and Musa was learning from him. He said, teach me from what Allah taught you. He said, you cannot be patient with what you see. Musa ﷺ said, you will find me inshallah patient. And I won't disobey anything you say. So they passed by a ship and the people in it were nice and they were poor, making ends meet. Al-Khadr went down to the bottom of the ship and began to destroy it. Musa said, what are you doing? These people looked after us, they're poor. He said, I told you, you will not be able to be patient with what you see. He said, forgive me, I won't ask you any more questions. Then he sees a boy, he kills the boy for no reason that is apparent. Musa says, what have you done? You've killed an innocent soul. He said, I told you, you'll not be able to bear patient. He said, if I ask you one more question, you have a right to tell me go. So they reached the third place, a village. They were hungry, they needed a place to sleep in. The village treated them like dirt and they threw them out. And then as they're going out, they saw a wall that's about to fall of a house. So he went and helped them rebuild it. And Musa said, you could have at least asked for some money from them for our work. He said, that's it, no more walking together. As for the first people, they were poor people. They were passing by a land that had a tyrant king. He was taking every ship and ark that looked good. And as you can see, they're poor people. There was no other way around it. So I wanted to make it look bad so the king can leave it for them and their losses will be mitigated. And then the boy, Allah knew that he was going to grow up to cause his parents tyranny and kufr and disbelief. So Allah wanted to replace him with a better child. And so all of them ended up in paradise. And as for the wall, it was owned by two orphans. And the people of the land were cruel, as you can see. And underneath the wall, there was a hidden treasure. If those people saw the treasure, they will take it from the orphans. So I helped build it so that I can get rewarded for it and to hurry it up so that when they grow up, they can take their treasure. And I did not do any of this from my own will except with Allah's will. Musa alayhi salam understood there's a secret behind whatever Allah does. Here is the question. Are you ready for it? We all know the secret of what happened, correct? So now we understand and we go, ah, okay, well, at least it makes a bit more sense, yeah? But if you didn't know, would you still respond the same way or stay in confusion if it happened to you? Now, Musa alayhi salam knew, so we all now get a lesson. But hardly anyone asks the other question. But the ones who didn't know were the owners of the ship. They didn't get an answer. The parents of the boy, no one told them why. And the boys who had the wall, no one told them there's a treasure. So what did they do? They were patient and trusting in Allah. Soon, we know that Allah will bring something good against all odds. This is one of the greatest lessons that I conclude with. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the following dua. Allahumma ja'al lana min kulli dhiqin faraja. Oh Allah, make from every restriction in our life and constriction a way out and a relief. And from every debt, a relief. And from every sickness, a cure. And from every hardship, ease. And from every financial decrease and increase. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us from misguidance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Jannah our abode. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you for listening, my brothers and sisters. And now please go home and seek abundance. From your families, from your kids. If you've got any questions, inshallah, I'll stay for about 10 minutes.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.